Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys coming up ahead of the Week 9 game in Kansas City. But the Jaguars back on the practice field Thursday. A couple of notable injury news nuggets today, including Jared Odrick, who is out with a foot ankle issue. Julius Thomas was back on the practice field, the Jaguars tight end. That's good news. And Miles Jack, the linebacker, also back from his flu-like illness that made him miss yesterday. The microscope, though, is on Blake Bortles. The Jaguars quarterback has to play better this week. He had his personal quarterback coach in earlier in the week, and head coach Gus Bradley said he's seen a couple of good days in the practice field.
You know, sometimes things like this that come in, and it's like a refresher. You know, you just tighten some things up, and I think it's a clearer picture where you're at, and, you know, it's another perspective of somebody that he trusts. Is it something that, look at this, it's, you know, a night and day difference? Well, you know, I think he's just improved. Let's just put it that way.
All right, guys, let's get to it. New offense or not so new offense? What will make this look different?
Well, I think we all hope that it does look new. And I think where you're going to see a difference is more of a commitment to the running game. I don't know that you're going to see them throw 45 pass the game. They don't want to do that. I think you'll see Nathaniel Hackett try to get the running game going, be it against different fronts, be it out of different situations, just more of a commitment, something to ease the pressure on this offensive line, to make the defense think a little more, something to get them going. I don't know if it'll work, but I think that's going to be the approach.
I think you'll see them throw to the tight ends more. I mean, I think you'll see them work inside out, running game and passing game. People defend this team. They say, where's 88? Where's 15? Right? I think you've got enough weapons that you can make people take their attention off those guys by focusing in the middle, and I expect, because he used them in Buffalo, to see the tight ends more involved, especially in moving the chains.
And I still think, JP, that's the most interesting thing about this weekend. What does this coaching staff, meaning Nathaniel Hackett, think that Blake can do well? We haven't seen really much of that. What does he have confidence in? I think it'll be a big tell this weekend.
One of the biggest parts of both sides of the ball right now for this Jags team is third down production. The offense hasn't been productive enough on third downs, and the defense hasn't been able to get off the field on third downs. That's got to change somehow.
And I think one begets the other, right? So you had the stat earlier this week. 20 out of 80 offensive possessions had been three and outs. And we talked earlier today about three and out, three and out, three and out, which had just been the recurring theme over really the last month, even the middle of the game in Indianapolis, or against Indy in London. So from my perspective, if you could just stay on the field and let the defense take a breath, let them build their energy back up a little bit, I think you'll see the defense be more stout. And, of course, Todd Walsh said this week they had to do a better job of the short passes.
Get some leads and then see how things change. When you're playing uphill all the time, nothing's going to feel good. That's especially true when you are playing from behind on defense. It's hard to get off the field on third down when you can't get the pass rush going. And I think that's the biggest key this week. Maybe get some leads, not be behind, and see how you can play when you have a chance to attack and not feel like it's all up against you.
One game that they really led at all this year, and that was the Indy game in London.
Right.
That's been a long time.
And that's a big reason, I think, for the low sack numbers. I think this is not a great pass rushing team. Could be better if it had more leads.
Now, the other big part of this Jaguars team is the turnover ratio, really on both sides of the ball. Giving it away too much, obviously, on offense. Not many takeaways on the defensive side. Those have to come up, too.
Well, I think the number's four on defense, and this is not a good week to get healthy in that area because the Chiefs are smart. Maybe Nick Foles will make a difference in that. Maybe a little more interception prone than Alex Smith, but not much in this offense because this offense is about Andy Reid being smart, meaning the Chiefs' offense. Four turnovers on defense in seven games doesn't create momentum for a team. That's what turnovers do. I don't know this is the week to change it, but it's got to get better.
So if you know that that's the case, and I happen to agree with John because it's Andy Reid coach team and he's such an excellent coach, that if you're not going to take it away, you better not turn it over. So, and that's tough because Blake is going to see pressure,
yep,
and he has Marcus Peters and Eric Berry that he's throwing towards. So he's going to have to be really, really smart with the ball. Really smart, and the guys are going to take care of it.
The main area where Kansas City is great is in turnover ratio, and that's why they're really good.
11 picks for their unit this year, 5 of those from Peters. The Jaguars and the Chiefs coming up Sunday at Arrowhead, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.